वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर जॉर्ज इथरीज. ठीक है, जॉर्ज इथरीज. नाउ हिज फुल नेम इज सर जॉर्ज इथरीज. ठीक है, हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1635 टू 1692. सो व्हेनेवर वी स्टडी रेस्टोरेशन इरा कॉमेडी राइटर्स, डेफिनेटली स्टडी द प्लेज बाय जॉर्ज इथरीज. ठीक है, नाउ जॉर्ज इथरीज इज फेमस फॉर राइटिंग कॉमेडी ऑफ मैनर्स. ठीक है, कॉमेडी ऑफ मैनर्स. Along with this, he was also an English diplomat. Okay? So he went to different countries on diplomatic missions. Sometimes he was attached to the office of a English ambassador in a different country. Okay? But coming back to his writings. Now, there are two important plays that he has written, two comedies that he has written. The first is called The Comical Revenge or Love in a Tub. Okay? The Comical Revenge or Love in a Tub. This came out in 1664. Okay? And this became a grand success. Afterwards, the last play that he wrote was called The Man of Mode or Sir Fopling Flutter. Okay, The Man of Mode or Sir Fopling Flutter. This came out in 1676. Now, these two are the plays for which he is famous. Now, in the year 1668, he also wrote a second comedy, but this performed very poorly when it was enacted. The name was She Would If She Could. Okay, ye title hai. She Would If She Could. But as I said, this failed very miserably when it was enacted on stage. So, exam ke point of view se aapko pata hona chahiye, what is comedy of manners? Okay, comedy of manners. See, as a definition, comedy of manners is just a kind of comedy that depicts and satirizes, the manners and affectations of a contemporary society. Okay? And what is the meaning of affectations? See, the meaning of affectation is any behavior or speech that is not sincere, that is designed to impress rather than be sincere in nature. Okay? So, comedy of manners satirizes the manners and affectations of a contemporary society. Okay? So, from an exam point of view, you should know what is the basic definition of comedy of manners. Okay? Afterwards, they can ask you about the famous characters that George Etheridge created. For instance, in the play, The Man of Mode or Sir Fopling Flutter. Ye toh title mein hi naam hai. Okay? Sir Fopling Flutter. This is a very famous and memorable character. Okay? And Sir Fopling Flutter is just a kind of caricature of a fop. And what is a fop? F-O-P. Fop is any male who is very much concerned about his clothing and his appearance. Use kehte hain fop. So they can ask you in the exam who created the character of Sir Fopling Flutter. The answer is George Etheridge. Okay? Afterwards, in this same play, there is a character called Dory Mant. Okay? D-O-R-I-M-A-N-T. Dory Mant. Now, Dory Mant is a womanizer. Okay? But he is also pretty famous. Afterwards, in the play, The Comical Revenge or Love in a Tub. Okay? In this play, George Etheridge, you know, introduces a very witty and rakish character. And the name of this character is Sir Frederick Frolic. Okay? Sir Frederick Frolic. And Frolic ki spelling kya hai? F-R-O-L-L-I-C-K. Frolic. Now, Sir Frederick Frolic is a rakish character. Along with being witty, he is also rakish. So, rakish ki spelling kya hai aur iska matlab kya hai? R-A-K-I-S-H. This is the spelling. And what is the meaning of rakish? Rakish is a rich person or a rich man who lives in a very, very immoral way. And somebody who is also a womanizer, okay? Who is involved in many affairs with women. Use kehte hain rake, okay?